Hi, good morning, good bracha, Rosai. I hope everyone is well. Haderach HaRevi. Haderach HaRevi, Ve'es HaShayyege HaOdom V'Soros HaShem. Hegyom Libi L'Fanacha, right? Yilu Ratzon HaMefi Ve'Hegyom Libi L'Fanacha. So Higayon is associated with a lev. So it connotes a learning in depth. So when a person will delve into Torah Hashem, not superficially, will delve into Torah Hashem, v'yikur b'divi hanavim v'aksuvim, v'yavin b'noam hamusorim, v'yire ha'azharos v'ha'onshim. But Chazal tell us that only nevuah shehutzucha l'doros nechtuva, that what was eternalized in Kisvei HaKodesh is what's Hutzucha L'Doros, which means that Yeshayahu HaNavi, despite the historical gap in time, is very much attuned and very much his nevuas, all nevuas, are tailored for all times. So when a person will hear those asaros va'onshim, yechrad ledvarim, he'll tremble. V'yochin libo lehetiv drachu v'ma'alolach. V'yisratz al Hashem ki'inyan shel ne'mar ve'elza abit al oni u'nachay ruach. V'chored al devari, v'chein kosu v'inyan Yoshiyo, v'ayi kishmo ha-melech chazdiv yasef ha-torah, v'ayi kras begadov. V'inyan ezra nema, ki v'olchim kol ha-om kishama mizdiv ha-torah. So what these psukim that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, is about to quote, what they illustrate is the expectation that when we learn Torah, we do so with a complete sense of identification. There's no intellectual detachment, Rachman Letzlan, in learning Torah. Lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, but to give a moshel l'ma dovadoma. So sometimes you read a story, and in that story, the author brings the character or the characters to life so effectively, so skillfully, that you identify with them. If they have moments of joy, you rejoice with them. If they have moments of sorrow, you cry with them. So they're real, and you identify. You identify with them. So the Havdil Elef Alfeolos, when we learn Torah, there's no room for intellectual detachment. You see this idea also reflected if you take a look, for instance, in Chagiga Davdalid. So the Gemara has a few such illustrations about various Amoraim, just to read the first one or two. Rav Huna Kimoti Lahaikra Bochi. When Rav Huna would come to the pasuk, the following pasuk, he would cry. V'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham. Evid sh'rabo mitzapo lechpa al shulchano. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us to Yerushalayim, to be makriv shlamim, and to partake of the shlamim there. And yet, look what happened. Yisrachek mimenu. How can things make such an 180-degree turnaround? D'chsev loma li rov zevchechem yom ha-Hashem. Rebbe Loza kimati l'haikra bochi. Rebbe Loza used to cry when he was, I don't know, learning Chumash, being Ma'aviv Sedra. So when he would come to the following pasuk, he would break out in tears. V'lo yochlu echav lano asalso ki nivhalo miponav. U'mato chocha shal bosa v'dom kach. And the Gemara continues with various such illustrations. again, the common denominator of all of them is that there's no gap between a person and what the person is learning. What we're learning speaks to us. You see that sense of complete identification with one's learning. You see that reflected again, not just here in Rabbeinu Yonah's Hadarcha Arevi, and in this and the Psukim he's quoting, not just in the Gemara and Chagiga, but you see it in Halacha as well. The Halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, which in turn is coordinated with what the Halacha is for Avelis Chadosha, Avelis of a Yochid Rachman Litzlan. So a person is a lot, there's an Issa Talmud Torah. Pikudei Hashem Mishav Misam Chay Leif. Hey Onek Dom. And Pikudei Hashem Mishav Misam Chay Leif. Talmud Torah is Misameach, a person. And Avel in Shiva is not supposed to have, in different periods of Shiva, the different dargas of Simcha, but in the week of Shiva, he's not supposed to have the Simcha of Talmud Torah. Even the Simcha of Talmud Torah is off limits. However, he's allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim. Clearly, the axiomatic, again, it's not only assumption, it's an assumption, but it's also a mandate, is that when one learns, there's a sense of identification. If there would be pure intellectual detachment, so then learning Dvarim HaRayim fundamentally wouldn't be a different experience than learning other Chalkei HaTorah. And yet clearly, Chazal are telling us that it is. Because when there's an Issa Simcha of Pikudei Hashem Hashem Samchei Lev, Alfa Pichain, learning the Dvarim HaRayim is Mutter. Vashaloshas Liva Al Divrei Hashem, continuing here in Rabbeinu Yonah, Yichbed Pisho Alav. Again, the theme that recurs here is the leitmotif in Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's a two-sided coin. One side of the coin is opportunity, is bracha, and the other side of the coin is responsibility. When given an opportunity, so we need to take advantage. We have a responsibility to take advantage of that opportunity. Vashaloshas libo el divrei Hashem. Yichbad pisho olav, v'lo fachadu v'lo koru az bigdehim. I think that double check this, but if I'm not mistaken, right? The ashaloshas liba. So Rabbeinu Yonah again is borrowing, as it were, this phrase from Chumash Shmos. By Makas Borod, is it Makas Borod? I think. Where Hayori is Dvar Hashem, may Avdei Faro Heinis is Havodah Ves Mekneir Al Abotim, Vashelosh Shos Libo L'Dvar Hashem. I think that's where it is, but please double check that. In which case, Lo Shos Libo stands in contradistinction to Yare as Dvar Hashem. Whether the person will be Shas Libo is a reflection, is an indication of whether or not the person has the Yiras Hashem. And if we find ourselves not responding to Tanakh, not responding to Divrei Musar in Chazal, in Sifrei Musar. So it's an indication that we need to work on Yiras Hashem. Vashaloshas liba al Divrei Hashem, yichbad pisho alav kinyan shenava v'lafachadu v'lakoviz bigdehim. V'omri v'abasen zechon v'vachak alomir v'en mekayim noach lo shenefcho shal yosa alponav. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We'll we'll reconvene around 12 o'clock to continue in the sugya of Lamed and Al. Okay, everybody say have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, Bezus Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Go on.
Why is this a separate derech from the derech Hashlishi? Isn't it really similar that just instead of being, you know, instead of being divrei Musar from someone else, it's divrei Musar from Nevi'im? Isn't it really the same idea?
I mean, it is fundamentally, but I guess the chiddush, as it were. And it's Mela, so you know, we're told there's going to be a shmooze tonight. Okay, so that means clearly the shmooze is being geared and tailored for us, and it's something that there's an expectation that it should hit home with us. But I don't know, we're learning Nach from thousands of years ago. So, but it's fundamentally the same. I think maybe that's why he's Makatsa. Maybe that's why the Derech HaRevi, you know, is kind of is rather short, because he doesn't need to review everything he said about the Derech HaShlishi.
Thank you, Rabbi. And can I ask another question from a few days ago? Just when the Rabbeinu Yonah was talking about the Zakein and how he should enjoy the light, or because Yimei HaChoshech are coming. I was just wondering, what does he really mean? Meaning, isn't there Olam Haba? Isn't there, what does it mean, Yimei HaChoshech, and like sort of sounds so depressing and you should value every minute here on earth, but isn't the ultimate or coming after he dies?
Correct, but I think wasn't the context there that Rabbi Yonah is sort of urging us to make the most of every stage of life? So Kol Zman that a person is in Olam Hazeh, so then the way the person is energized to make the most of Olam Hazeh is to want to be here. Meaning if I'm there's a delicate balance between, on the one hand, knowing that the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is to come to Olam Haba. There's a balance between that on the one hand, which you're correctly highlighting, with on the other hand, if that translates into not wanting to be here, then the person doesn't make the most of it. So therefore, the depiction is from an Olam Hazeh Dikur perspective.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Okay. Well, see you later.